This is the Afton Town Council meeting, November 10th, 2020, commencing at 5 p.m.
We'll start momentarily. You're fine. Okay, all right, we'll go ahead and start. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Bronson, would you lead us in that, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call for a motion. Will any changes to the agenda before we call for a motion to adopt the agenda? Anything to add to the agenda? I call for a motion to adopt the agenda for November 10th, 2020, Afton Town Council meeting.
So moved.
Seconded?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Consent agenda items, they can be voted as a group or taken apart individually. Approved minutes from the regular town Afton Council meeting held October 13th, 2020. Approved business licenses and building permits issued through October 2020. And approved town of Afton bills for period ending October 31st, 2020. Motion to approve the consent agenda item as stated.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Delegations, Ms. Trinda Crane, you come up to the mic and limited malt beverage permit. It looks here that it'll be on February 14th, 2021, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Afton Civic Center. Violet, anything to add or any?
No concerns.
Any questions for Ms. Trinda Crane?
Nope.
If you have any comment, we'll just call for a motion to approve them.
No, I'm just getting married and would like to have alcohol at my wedding. That's
okay.
All.
So call for a motion.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Call for a motion to approve the limited malt beverage permit.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, you guys.
Yep, thanks. Garrett Foster. Are you come on up. Would you state your name when you're up here, please?
My name is Brenda Rasmussen. I work for Avell Valley Construction.
Brenda, it looks like kind of the same thing. Malt beverage permits at the Civic Center on December 14th from 5 to 10 p.m.
Correct.
Any concerns, Violet? Any
nope.
Questions? Council? Call for a motion to approve the limited malt beverage permit on December 14th.
I'll make the motion.
Second it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Mr. Hunter, shipping container applications, come on up. Yeah, it's in there. All right, Mr. Hunter, we'll go to Violet first, then we'll come to a comment. Violet, anything to add on that?
I'm just trying to find it so we can have it available for everybody to see on the screen. Oh, here we go. So, Mr. Hunter has applied for conditional use permit.
there's currently a big, where it says trailer there, there's a big, I came to the city several years ago and they declined the opportunity to put containers. And I wanted to revisit because I'm seeing more and more of them. I'm seeing more than two. I'm seeing several in Afton City. And at the time, they says, well, you can put a trailer in if it has wheels and a hitch on it, so it can be considered portable. And it's what we call a job site construction trailer, so it's about 2 feet off the ground. And honestly, it's the aesthetics is not as pleasing as it would be if it was sitting down tight against the ground. And it's red, and I drove all the way to St. Louis, Missouri to get that at the time. Just so I could, you know, conform with the current rules. And we have a set of stairs that we have to access to get into that, and it's just harder and harder. And so we would like to have that re-looked at and so that we don't have the access issues, but so that we can have a little more secure storage there as well.
Thank you. Jeff, any questions, concerns?
Will that will your existing trailer remain there?
No, that trailer I will sell. I will take it to the warehouse in the meantime and until it's sold. I have a, you know, the property out there.
And the other units, shipping units, will go in its place, or will they?
Right. Can you see the dotted lines there? Those
they'll be facing north and south.
Yes. And they'll be parallel there with the doors facing north.
We'll go this way, Will.
Do you anticipate ever getting rid of them? Are they temporary? Are they going to be there for as long as you own that business?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they'll be there for that. Because we need the additional retail warehouse storages for small items. You know, we have a large warehouse out north, but we have a lot of cash and carry items, you know, microwaves or something smaller that people just need, and so that's what we store in that storage.
Abby?
I don't have any questions.
Jeff?
So your application says you're gonna store a forklift in there too, possibly?
Yeah, yeah, we have a forklift currently that we store underneath what it says canopy there.
The canopy.
And I would like to be able to, that's why the second one.
It's not very well protected in the winter.
Yeah. Protect it from the elements.
I question color. I know shipping containers come in all sorts of. We used to joke because the business I used to work for, it said China on the side, so everything went in China. That's where we stored everything was in China, and so I personally like to see it, you know, painted or colored to match the building, or if we approve it to blend in more instead of having some big logo or something that's really not.
Yours are pretty hidden back there.
We've got a 9 or an 8 foot fence straight west of me that's been a problem for us, that no one can see that way, and then the only ones that's going to see it would be those that visit the Red Baron drive-in.
Good. I've never noticed it, the trailer that's back there.
I noticed the red trailer, but it doesn't look, I mean, you can see back there, but nothing looks unkept in his property, I've witnessed.
I agree that, I mean, your property always looks very nice, so I would assume that once the shipping containers are there, they will also look tidy and nice, like everything.
Yeah, they're what I, you know, we haven't done anything, we just researched it out, and the ones that we've looked at are what they call a one-time use. They've actually came from China once. And so they look brand new, and you know, the color that we looked at was a kind of a cream colored. They seem to be the least, you know, there's blue ones, there's red ones, there's brown ones, but the cream, we just thought, well, that's a more neutral color and a lighter color, so it wouldn't stand out like the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I no other discussion. We can call for a motion to approve or deny the application. Sounds like I called for a motion to approve the application for the two storage containers.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Is this a motion to approve?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I need to do anything now further to do it? Do your paperwork or?
Check in with Violet.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Town Administrator Report, go ahead, Violet.
Did anybody have any questions on the financial statements?
Nope.
Maybe pull something up here.
You got enough money to cover those?
Cover what?
Our bills?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Other than that, we're good. I was just gonna pull up that map that I was showing you guys about the count, the Civic Center. Did everybody get that, a chance to review that email I sent you about the Civic Center?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pull that map up just so we have it.
Is there really gonna be enough space up front for them? I mean, if you look at the glass room, the one that's.
For them, it would be enough space. I'm a little concerned that we might not have big enough breakout space if we lose the library.
Okay.
But, let's see here. So this basically is what they would be gaining here is this large library space, and then they could utilize this office space as well. They would have to figure out however they were going to construct anything in here as far as temporary walls or whatnot to be able to accommodate for the three office spaces that they wanna have. They do wanna have Jill up here up front to occupy that front office space to be able to, you know, anybody who comes into the building currently goes into Jill's office anyways, cause they just know that she's the only one there all the time. Everybody else back here, cause Jill's currently right here in reception. So there, this door right here is always unlocked when they're in the building. So this door, our side door here on the south, and then our two front entrances are usually locked unless we have somebody in there getting ready to be in there and we unlock it for them. So they are always usually coming through here anyways. So if there's any questions about the building or if the Wi-Fi isn't working or if something's going on, they go to Jill. So she's like, I have no problem. Everybody comes to me anyways to sit in this front office. So if anybody comes, as far as a tourist or somebody who's going through town, they said they would feel just fine about having educational pamphlets and things like that, any of the print marketing that we would have to be able to hand out in regards to what's available in our area. So obviously if we gave up this library, which is currently utilized as a meeting space, people rent just this room alone from us to be able to utilize the space for things.
A lot,
yeah. We would be losing that space. So they would not no longer be occupying these two offices, so we would have to break down the wall here to create a different meeting space. So, but obviously we have this tiny little kitchen located within our Civic Center right now that nobody ever really utilizes for catering. With Jill being gone out of this space right here, that would give us the opportunity to potentially open up and create a much larger kitchen for catering, actual catering to happen in there. So obviously this is kind of like a ginormous wish list for the town and county. I think we both know that there's gonna be hard times coming on both of our budgets. So this was just kind of a proposed idea that the commissioners had proposed to me when I went there to meet with them. So currently they're concerned. So as you know, this room right here is currently occupied by Shelley Balls of Central Nutrition for the county, or for the extension office. So when Simplot comes and they're utilizing every space possible, including the library in here, they kick her out of this room, which has always been a meeting space for us, and she just needed a place, so that's where they put her. And so her desk is still in there, but she has to leave and or hang out over in here while they need to utilize the space, because we need that many room. We need that much room for them to occupy for their breakout sessions and stuff like that when they have their OSHA and MSHA trainings and things like that. So anyways, there's some pros to this idea, there's some cons to this idea. I just wanted to bring it to you that the commissioners have thought about this. They don't have any certain way to pay for whatever modifications or engineering that has to happen over in this space, and we all know what our budget looks like as far as trying to remodel or restructure this whole area over here. It's kind of like this is kind of like a, if we all win the lottery, this is what we'd like to do kind of thing. But it's just something that we would want to have, you know, if this is a plan moving forward and something great happens to our county and in the town, do this, this is my, maybe one of the things that we could do.
So they don't have a timeline, they just have an idea?
No, no.
Okay.
The county obviously did say they would be willing to share in the cost of having an architect or an engineer drop some plans for us and what we could, what they could make that space. So anyways, I know that we talked about this, I think a couple of months ago, when we talked about trying to find somebody to occupy the space. Cause we know that we need more eyes and ears in the building up this way. So anyways, I just wanna bring that to you guys.
Okay, do you have any questions?
Anyone ventured an estimate to do it?
No, no, because I don't even know what.
Messing around with the kitchen is expensive.
Oh yeah, it would be extremely expensive, because the kitchen and the, cause the plumbing and the electrical would need to be extended. But I don't know if anybody here has actually tried to cater or host an event in that building. But I have attempted, with the food pantry, we've during the.
A little tight.
Yeah, during the health expo, we were set up here in this hallway and obviously we pre-made everything, because this kitchen isn't large enough for anybody to really cook in. If there's more than, so we had roasting pans and crock pots, and we had two crock pots plugged in here.
Popped breakers
several times. So it's not ideal for anybody to try and really do anything in, as far as that goes.
Had our office party there a couple of times, it's pretty tight.
Yeah, well, we were.
We, it was a nightmare.
We did the Christmas party in there.
For us here, and that was a nightmare.
So it's something we know that needs to be done, and it will obviously make the space more marketable, and I think that's what we're wanting to do with the space, because it's what we need to do in order for people to wanna come here. Stay in the Fairfield, spend some money and have a conference here or whatever, but it's one of those things where this is what we would love to have happen, but I don't know how we're gonna do it.
Spend money to make money?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will, anything?
No.
And my biggest concern is that if we make any decision on this as far as moving forward, we're gonna be spending money to possibly make money, but where we don't even know if anybody's gonna be able to be joining together in any sort of a space in the near future. It doesn't seem like a smart idea.
Let's pretend that this goes away in a year and we'll move on normal. I don't have any problems with it. I would say definitely the architectural. Probably cost you $3,000 to $5,000 to have somebody draw it up. I don't know if you have to have fire marshal approval because you're in a kitchened area. I don't know if we hit all the rules because of square footage. We'd have to check on that.
I did come up with a question.
Go ahead.
What if we never swap spaces and we put another kitchen here?
This would be another room.
At the front door.
This is the front door, but kind of over here. Second kitchen. If we're looking at remodeling a kitchen.
Give them the current kitchen.
So, go ahead, Will.
If we didn't swap spaces, what would be, would it be feasible to put a second kitchen?
In the library is what he's talking about.
Library area.
I mean,
if you're looking at remodeling things.
I think you'd have some plumbing and a lot more expense.
The other thing that I told the commissioners is if we were getting an engineer to look at, or an architect to look at, I would want to get an engineer, but that's because I have an interior motive here. I really want to have these two spaces looked at from an engineering perspective, because I really want to get some sort of a bifold or removable wall
doors
in those glass partition or in those glass spaces, so that way this whole space can be opened up for really large gatherings. I really wish we would have thought of this when the CARES Act funding was still available, because we could have said we got it.
Social distance.
We got to do some capital improvements on this building for social distancing purposes, and I wasn't smart enough to jump on the bandwagon.
You may have around two, so.
I might, but anyways.
Abby, any questions? I do have a thought on yours, though.
I like the idea of maybe, I don't like the idea of the extension office being in the front and center where people walk in. I think that in the future we would want that to be something that is more conducive to the town and what we have to offer. And I know that they would be willing to do it, but I don't, it's not my favorite idea.
Hopefully someday we can pay somebody to sit there and manage the whole building
for us. So ideally that would be, I don't love that idea, but I understand the kitchen's an issue. Also, but I would prefer to look at other ways to either add a kitchen that makes the space more marketable and give the kitchen space to them and open it up and give them the extra space, the current kitchen,
mm-hmm.
you know, and put a new kitchen somewhere else. That's all.
Jeff, that's a good idea.
I'm looking at it like comparing space, like all of those rooms that we'd remodel into a possibly a bigger room in the library are basically just swapping. So why go to the cost to take the walls out of one area to move them to another area?
And that was what I was trying to get from them, because this whole conversation started because they're asking to occupy more area in the building for storage. So currently this whole area here, this storage area here, they're utilizing for storage. But there's also, you know, our whole fire alarm system is right here. They've got a bunch of plumbing through this wall, so they can only really stack things in shelving on this wall. So they're running out of room to store stuff. I'm not really sure what it is that they're storing or why they need more storage for it. I do also know that they also still have room available in their old building, which is, you know, over here if you were looking at it in regards to an aerial view. But they have to go outside, they have to go up some stairs, which they find a little inconvenient.
They can apply for a storage container.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
but anyways, so they're Shelly Balls is becoming a more a greater piece of the extension office, and she's more utilized than I think the program previously was. So Shelly is a permanent fixture for this, for the extension office. She was originally given a space right here on a part-time basis. Now she's in there all the time. So she's obviously very nice to us and willing to move out of here. They're trying to look for a permanent solution as to where they could put Shelly.
Sure.
So
let me ask the question. If we look long-term, we would bring in, like you said, an engineer, because we would redesign the interior walls if we wanted to go long-term.
Mm-hmm.
I thought...
Well, this spot right here, so this is where Hudson and Char's offices currently are. If we're giving up the library, we're going to have to kick down one of these walls so we can create a larger meeting space back here.
No, I totally agree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, totally agree. If the bigger picture was for us to really, the only thing we're going to gain in this land swap is we can expand the kitchen. That's
mm-hmm.
all we're, I mean,
mm-hmm, exactly.
To us, our end game is making the Civic Center more of a Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
But end. I get what, exactly what Abby's saying as far as why don't we just build a kitchen, a larger kitchen somewhere else, like
So a happy medium I have, just a short term, is if they, you just said her name, I'm sorry, the nutrition girl.
Shelly.
If they were to put Shelly out in that front office, I would say temporarily, that would give them a place to...
I gave them that option because currently the only people utilizing the space is the Arts Council.
Right.
And she is going to need more space. Their only concern is that they want her close to them. So...
I would say if they're really interested
yeah,
in space,
they can use the space,
I would have her over there
mm-hmm.
temporarily. And then we would have a design come in and they would split the cost 50-50. And the design would give us, I think we just heard three different ideas tonight. The design would say, here's option 1, 2, and 3. This one's going to cost you 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand. And then we could sit down with the county when we all agree that finances are equal. Then we would make a decision if we liked 1, 2, or 3, or if we stay status quo.
Mm-hmm.
But I would ask that we move forward with option of understanding what it could be, and an option understanding if they just needed to move somebody's desk, we'd just move somebody's desk for a minute. Any thoughts?
He has the same thing, but I can
oh,
see it better from here.
I
yeah.
can see yours is rotating. And yours is rotating.
I have Charles coming to fix our whole situation here.
All right, so Violet, our next step from us you want is?
I just want to know if you guys want to move forward with talking with an engineer or architect to see if this is even something you want to do. Obviously, there would be a cost involved in us doing that.
Tom?
But it doesn't mean we have to move forward with the entire project.
Okay, Tom?
Can we find out how much... rough plan's going to cost when we agree to it? I mean,
mm-hmm.
do we have $5,000 to lay out for this? For an architect to tell us?
it'll easily be $5 just to have somebody come and show up. Just to have them walk in the door is gonna be $5.
Amazing.
Well, Dave's an engineer and he works for an engineering firm. Do you have any idea what a draft and plan on this would cost?
Yeah, it would be, yeah, a whole plan and bid documents to contract to do it would probably be close to $10,000 to $15,000.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Good information.
You'd have to have structural.
Never mind.
The primary concern is that wall you mentioned.
The structure.
Yeah.
It's very.
In the hallway.
Yeah, how it held up.
Yeah.
By the way, you're on the screen.
I know, that's sad. We're done.
Okay.
Shut down.
I just wanna let you know when you open up a different file if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a thought. Do we get a proposal to see how much it costs to do the job? That's where your next step would be.
Yeah, I guess. We could get an official proposal to see what the engineering would cost.
Will you interested?
I don't know if I'm interested until they really say whether they wanna do it or not. I don't know. We need to kick back those tires yet.
Go ahead, Tom. Abby?
Well, I don't know what our budget looks like overall. Like, I don't know if this is close enough in the future for us to start, you know, getting plans for and not be able to make move on it. So I'm kind of indifferent.
Jeff?
I'm kind of the opinion that the county started this. If they wanna proceed, let them proceed with it and find out what the estimate would be and then inform us of that. Let them guide this truck.
Okay. I appreciate that. The only thought I have is if somebody else is steering the truck, you don't always get to go with it. So I wanted to steer the truck so we could run the narrative. That's truthfully, that would be my thoughts. I've held hands with the county before. I don't like the way it feels. So Violet, I guess the question would come back to you. If you wanna do propose to us next month that we are willing to put the first initial outlay with them, like I said, it's 50-50. There's, if they're interested in an initial outlay to see if this is in a feasibility study, to see if it's even doable, then you bring it back to us and we'll vote on it. If they just say no thanks and walk away, then we'll just let it sit for a minute.
I think if there's an immediate problem that needs to be solved, and the county was just thinking, well, let's just see how we can make this better for everybody kind of thing with this grand great plan, it still doesn't solve the issue the county has in the meantime. But I have let them know that office space is available for Shelley to occupy and possibly use for storage, but I'm not giving up any of the other meeting rooms because that is the only way we're able to make money on the building. And as you guys are aware, we currently hold the cost and run it at a loss out of our general fund. And so I'm not willing to give up any of the spaces that we currently use.
Okay.
If they take us up on having Shelley in that front office, I would prefer that they're not like storage.
If the storage is there, it would be somewhat of a hindering thing. There's two large storage cabinets in there that are nice cabinets that they could utilize to put things in.
I just don't want to pile with boxes or file boxes or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I don't know, Abby, were you with this when we walked through that whole building?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Abby. My first thought, if we are allowing them to utilize that front space, it'll be clean and kept.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be like what they just have.
No, Shelley's very neat and tidy. She has a lot of paper marketing
material stuff.
You know, all the recipe cards that she gives out for Sensible Nutrition, all the copies of the pamphlets that get sent home with kiddos, things like that. She gets for a whole year from the state, and she has to have a place to put it.
Okay.
So because Shelley moved in and was part-time occupying that room 119 space that we have as breakout room, she never really got a niche card for her in the back closet of the shelf where the other ladies in Hudson have their other stuff. So it would be her paper marketing supplies kind of thing that she would be storing, which would be easy to do in those cabinets that are already nice and neat in
that makes sense.
Space. So.
No further ado, then we'll move on to Christmas party. Go ahead, Violet.
My only question is, last year we did have to do a Christmas party at the Civic Center. Council was invited. Members of the town, or employees of the town, were invited. What are your guys' thoughts moving forward? This year, in previous years, I think there's been a dinner done. obviously we don't know what any of the health orders are gonna be coming out after the 15th, and we might all be sitting at home with masks on, but.
Not yet, not till the first of the year.
But does anybody wanna make a plan for a Christmas party, or what that looks like? Last year we did the potluck at the Civic Center, we invited everybody's families to come, we had the White Elephant gift exchange game that we did and all that, but I didn't know what you guys wanted to do. If you guys even wanted to be a part of it, if you were okay if the employees did something, whatever.
I'll go last, Tom, go ahead. Any ideas?
The employees look forward to the Christmas party quite a bit.
I don't know, Lisa, were you looking forward to it? Lisa didn't even come last year, so she's not the right person to ask. I might be an anomaly, but I had a lot of fun and my kids did too, and I think it's, yeah, it was fun, but.
Okay.
And Tom, you were there, how was it for you? You didn't have kids there, but.
Yeah, it was good, yeah, it was a fun time.
Will?
What's the cost of it?
Last year we had a donation from Earl Gibbs of $750, which covered more than the cost of the whole party. So.
Yeah, we'll probably get another donation this year.
And it's budgeted that we have enough budget to do something like that again.
Let's do it if we can.
Will?
I think we can plan for it as long as the county and the state don't change our current health regulations.
Abby?
Same.
Jeff?
Yeah, I feel the same.
Okay.
If we can do it, we ought to.
I do too. I think it's the only time that we sit up here, we have to behave and follow all the rules. It's the one time we can actually talk with the staff that we're not drilling them down on a road or a gutter or a sewer problem. We're actually just talking with them. So I would take it. If we have an opportunity, I would do it. If we do have any employees who have that COVID fear, we have to be respectful to that circumstances and situation. So, and if, I would also propose that if health orders come into play and they stop us, then Violet, I would like to take the money that we have set aside in some capacity, if not all of it, and get, buy them a gift certificate for their families to go eat somewhere and say
okay.
Thank you. So either way, we're gonna do a meal or provide a meal, I would ask.
Okay,
any objections?
Okay, so the next thing about that question is if we do want to continue to do something as far as at the Civic Center like we did last year, what night do we want to do that? Because I need to get that on the schedule.
Jeez. Can you probably tell us some nights off
what's
the schedule?
Available.
Yeah.
December 1st is available.
Little, okay.
No. Wednesday the 2nd is available. I don't know if what everybody's day jobs look like as far as Christmas parties and functions and things like that. So as far as the night, we've got council meeting on the 8th, so it wouldn't be good there. Utility board meeting on the 7th.
Yeah, they gotta drive a bus.
They're just having training. Do you know what time they usually get done with us?
3:30, because they have to go pick up kids, so typically they're done by 3.
Well, I hope it's before then, because they're dropping kids off from school at 3. So it would probably be
way before 3 then.
Probably 2-ish.
Yeah.
So we could do that, and then we could just eat that night if that might work. I don't know.
What day was it? I'm okay if we do December 3rd. I would ask that we don't do it the following week. We have Monday here, Tuesday
mm-hmm.
here, and I have Wednesday night board meeting, so if I could ask.
I'd like to have it earlier, because
yep.
you start getting later, you get into family
yep.
parties
yeah.
and
yeah,
conflicts and Christmas stress and all that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would prefer
third.
Earlier.
Okay. All in the favor of
the third?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, looks like it's a go.
What times do you guys schedule?
I think last year we did 6:30, 6:30. That would be
okay. December 3rd, 6 p.m. Okay, recognition, the mayor's report recognition to the Berean Bible Fellowship for donation. They met in the Civic Center
for 5 years. They were very appreciative of using the facility because they're, in essence, a nonprofit, a religious organization. They gave us a donation, and it didn't buy the TV, but it was a donation to help purchase new technology for the Civic Center, and just to say thank you.
Awesome.
So, and by that, I want to say 500, I can't remember.
Yes, it was 500.
They gave us 500 just to say thank you, so Pastor Doug Holland did. And they actually gave a shout out to Sandy because they were so appreciative. It was ready for them to go every Sunday, so I passed that along with her.
Great.
Town attorney's report, anything, Dale?
I'm very excited to introduce my new colleague. Many of you probably already know him or met him when he came in to the meeting earlier this afternoon. We've anticipated adding another attorney to our Afton office for quite some time. And so we started our search, and it didn't last long once Brandon's name and resume hit our desks. And so we're very excited to have him join us. As you know, he's a Star Valley native, went to University of Wyoming for undergraduate and law school. He worked for about a year and a half at a prestigious regional Denver oil and gas law firm and got good experience in regulatory law there. And he's joined us last week and will be working alongside me for all the clients that we advise and assist, and will be coming to the town council meetings and participating and getting more experience, and then charting his own path forward. And we're excited to have him here, and hope that he meets your expectations and standards as one of the attorneys on the town attorney team. So
he's a stand-up kid. I know him personally. So, did he put you in the basement though? Did he really? I was making that up on the fly. He put you in the basement, really? Oh my gosh.
All temporarily.
Yeah, we've all heard that one before.
Well, we're making some changes over there. Come on by. We're dressing it up a little bit outside and inside.
That's awesome. Well,
congratulations.
Welcome aboard. Yeah. All right, new business, appoint planning and zoning member to replace Mrs. Gay Peterson. We had a name, we seeked out the name, and they denied us, so.
They did?
The Mr.
Oh, they just don't want to stay. They're ready to leave because they realize that winter
is too long.
Yeah, which, like I said, winter will weed out the week.
Do you have it? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I put out solicitation on Facebook for anybody who's willing to serve. That's how we got the last two board members that we were able to snag. So I'm hoping that I'm just going to send that out again. Maybe somebody will be willing to.
Okay.
I just can't understand why anybody isn't so excited to jump on board.
Sure.
We might have to ask. Yeah. I think a personal invitation from the mayor goes a long way.
Perfect. You give me a name.
We just have to have a person.
You give me a name, I'll invite. I got no qualms. Okay, proposal for Rural Community Consultant proposal and schedule for updating Title 17. And this is in your packet.
This is, what's in the packet?
Yeah, Rural Community Consultants.
I couldn't find it, but I just wanted to bring up
the matrix. Page 29.
So we've discussed this in length, as you know, and obviously we've got some issues with our current Title 17 code that we want to address. I do because I have to try and enforce it, and I want to do it in a quick way, but I want us to be involved in the updates, and I want to make sure that we are doing it correctly and legally. And the rural community consultants are very this is obviously what they do for a living, so, and they're local, they're out of Evanston, they've worked in other rural communities surrounding us that have similar situations in main streets like we do, and so this would be the timeline with the proposal of $12,000, $12,649 to be able to not only update our code but help us with some training involving training the Planning and Zoning Board, coming and training the council, which I think will be useful as well.
Any questions for Violet? Then I make a motion that we approve this contract to work with rural community consultants through our Title 17. Call for that motion.
So moved. Second?
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thanks, Bylin. Continuing business, I don't have anything to add. Correspondence, draft natural resource management plan for Lincoln County.
So that was in your packet. I think Lisa, did you send out a copy of the
attachment? Yeah.
So she attached a copy of the email with those meeting dates, for the public hearings. I would just, this is just something that you should probably look through and look at what they have on their natural resource management plan for the whole county. If you have any concerns after reviewing it, you can, either email that they provide, or post comments online, or you could attend the meetings in publicly.
Thank you.
Relay your concerns to them, but I just wanted to make you guys aware of that, because you haven't seen a copy of that. I don't know who all got that email.
Okay.
She included it in our packet.
Well, for me, but I don't know if you was in other.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that I sent that out to you guys.
Nope. Open discussion. I don't have anything to add to open discussion. Any council members? Okay, so ongoing business from previous council meetings. Violet, go ahead. We were all excited for number one, permit on Star Hill.
So the permit for the Star, obviously, the public comment period ended this Friday, last Friday. I tried to call Justin Laycock today, and I wasn't able to get him. So he did say when I talked to him on the phone over a week ago that he is, if the weather held out, he would be happy to sign off so we could get started or have one of the local trenching or boring companies help us get the power up there, but I'm guessing that that's probably not going to happen. But I think he's still going to be moving forward with the permit process, and we'll have that in hand as soon as they can get that to us. But
I do have a question. If they issue it in the winter, is it good for 1 year? Or they didn't say.
They can put a time.
They can
put a time frame on for construction.
Right.
But if they issue the permit, then the permit's perpetual. There's not usually an end date on that.
Okay.
But they can put time frames on construction, and we can just say, give us 2 or 3 years. Usually, the condition is time and condition. You know, I'm trying to remember what it was. But if too much time goes by or the conditions change, that's usually when they want to relook at things. But I would say that we just tell them we're still going to build it this year. We got crazy people that'll go up in snowshoes.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that he said is that if the hillside got wet and it looked like we would be disturbing more ground than if it stayed dry, then he probably wouldn't hand us the permit to start. Because we all wanted to try and get at least the power drop this year, but I don't think that that's going to happen with the way that the weather has turned out.
It's not.
So.
Well, I'm just saying kudos. Thank you for all that you guys did to get that, and 1 year when you flip the switch, it'll be pretty cool to have it lit up. So, okay, First Avenue traffic feasibility study.
I don't know if Dave's here, and I don't know if he has anything to do with that traffic study, but they did start that on First Avenue. Was that this Monday or was it last?
Thanks.
It was last week.
Yeah, last week.
I asked Ryan about that. He has quite a couple of days worth of data.
Okay.
And it does show that the street overall has a low traffic count, but there's two peaks in the morning and afternoon, which everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they are high.
So
he does have some numbers of people coming.
So he'll be giving us the actual study that they'll prepare, but they did put out the counters last week, so they were able to capture some numbers.
425 kids in the school high is what it really is, just for the record. Mm-hmm. It's an all-time high
for
the school.
Well, this year, I personally think it's astronomically high because the school district did encourage parents to drop their kids off at school instead of having them ride the bus. So,
yeah.
School district's contributing to the problem.
Great. I'll pass that along.
Along that, I sent it to Violet. I don't know if I sent it to the council. So a couple weeks ago, I was driving through Moose, and they have an elevated sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's probably less than a foot tall, but it's 5 or 6 feet wide. And it sits right there by the visitor center. And granted, there's a stop sign there, but it piqued my interest because, you know, a regular speed bump is terrible with snow removal.
Right.
But
this, they've got similar snow conditions that we would throughout the year, and it's been there for quite a few years, and it's not damaged at all, as I went through it. And so I was wondering, you know, thinking that maybe instead of having it on the west side of Adams, move it to the east side of Adams. So it's a so if you came in Adams and you're turning left, you didn't have to deal with it. It's traffic that's continuing up. I don't know. It was an idea to contemplate as we move forward on this.
So you said to have that east of Adams, farther east of Adams.
East of Adams, yeah, and have it connect into the crossover, connect into the walkway on the north side. But I think we probably need to come up with some creative ways to curb traffic on there. If we're gonna do it, you know, I don't think it would affect the flow of traffic. It might just slow down a little bit.
Abby, any thoughts?
No, I'm just interested to see when it's done. So thank you.
Will,
same.
Tom. Well, we're interested in doing something, and it might be a possibility. It won't happen this fall.
So, Jeff, I was just there myself in your pictures, and I remembered it because it is at the four-way stop sign.
Yeah.
The trick with theirs, looking at your picture, is it is concrete, and that's what we'd have to do because we...
You'd have to concrete.
Yeah, you'd have
asphalt.
To...
Yes, I would recommend.
Cut the road and put concrete in, so... Okay. I would definitely, if we had an idea to slow traffic down, I would be agreeable to it. We just, and I know you're right, they get snow just like us, so they're plowing it. It's just if you're riding a snow truck and you hit something, you feel like you're going through the front windshield. I mean, it is showstopper. So
I just say they
well,
should
they
know it's there.
Exactly. If they're driving our plows, they should be smart enough to know that's there and not hit it fast.
Slow down. Violet, we will let you bring to us the final idea on this one.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for the traffic study and see if there's anything that comes out of there as far as recommendation.
Okay. Property West Alley ownership of property, potential sell of property to Star Valley Power Sports, the property behind us then.
Mm-hmm. So they haven't finished the official title search yet, but I did talk to somebody at the title company, and they said that the one of the things that they were able to find is that it's the property is not owned by the town.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't, that's all I need to know. I don't care who really owns it.
Okay.
So.
All right, well that.
It is not ours to sell.
Well, it's for sale, but we
yeah.
won't capture the revenue. Okay. All right, we'll move on.
Can I bring something up kind of
relative
to track? We talk about Main Street, and I might suggest after we get done with the traffic study on First that we do a traffic study here in the middle in Main Street, and maybe that's a winter one and a spring, summer one, and get numbers, and maybe start thinking of ways to slow down traffic coming through the middle of town.
I think there's got to be a way. There's certain zones on highways, even in Wyoming, that it's down to two lanes. You have to slow them down, and if we did that here, it would allow for us to have more parking because we could have different kind of parking and or bump outs that could provide a more inviting atmosphere on Main Street.
Now, we would all YDOT. I mean, this is...
Oh, absolutely. YDOT would have to be part of it.
So if you look at it, Aetna went from two lanes each direction down to one lane each direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was an attempt to slow down traffic going through Aetna, too. And so, yes, YDOT's definitely there. But I don't know what's going to happen with Aetna with the highway widening, right, that's coming down from Alpine and going
all the way through.
I don't know what the design is there because the initial design I saw... just tied into that width, but since then they've, so I think that maybe talking to YDOT and seeing what we can do to, you know, because our crosswalk needs to be painted, and there's a lot of things out there but I worry that, I mean, there's some concerns because you go to one lane and a lot of our traffic goes down. There's gonna be some, trying to turn left is going to be difficult at times if you go to one lane. But there's also some advantages to going to one lane. I would think that we ought to do a traffic study to see actually what are we dealing with.
Well, and I think YDOT would be interested in a traffic study because obviously we would not be the ones there's some things that can't be stopped.
I would ask, if we correlate with YDOT, and ask them what can we do next and what can we propose to.
Or can they do a traffic study?
Yeah.
Out there.
And I would like, in the end, I don't know, I just noticed that this is 16 years, my first year I really paid attention to the Elkhorn Arch and taking a picture for a friend, is we have the largest Elkhorn Arch in the world, blah, blah, blah. We get 250 photos and we got a blinking light and a crosswalk symbol underneath the arch. So we spent money on arches, money on the elk, money in Apt, Wyoming, and a crosswalk and a blinking light and no U-turn. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that is the only thing that people see that reminds them that they need to stop because people might be walking across there.
I would like to move their crosswalks after the study to the ends and not in the middle, and make the arch and the crosswalks visible so it's not hidden behind the arch.
Yeah, how are people going to stand there and take selfies?
Well, they'll just run out there, but we got to get rid of the blinking light and the crosswalk and the no U-turn.
Parking for their picture.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if we have something that we're selling, which we all laugh because we see 100 people out there mm-hmm. on some lawn, then let's make it. Oh, there you go, right above his, right there, Mr. Taylor. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Arches, elk, and the crosswalk
and
sign.
And a little crosswalk sign.
Yeah.
It would also encourage people to be walking past all of our shops if they have to go to the end of the
street.
Mm-hmm. Street.
Yeah. And it would also make it more inviting to park maybe back there and come to the edge.
I would.
That's too far. Yeah,
well, just
I
for the locals, the tourists
to
don't mind.
I don't use the crosswalk. I don't go down there to use it.
I feel like the tourists don't mind the little walk to the crosswalk from the end. It's the locals who are like, too far.
Yeah.
We can't walk that far.
That's true. I think this is one of those things that we work with the businesses on, right? Because they're a big part of this, and this is one of those goals or whatever that we could plan out together and say, this is what we want to accomplish. Let's work together on this and see what we can do.
Jeff, I love that idea. This is one of our goals we want to accomplish. How can we work with you on this? Okay.
I second the crosswalk.
Where's supposed to go anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. I would like to move forward and see what we can do. And I'm with Violet. I don't want to be the guy up here on the counter that puts a stoplight in. I want some other person to be on the counter put a stoplight in. So. But
it's
it is.
I don't want to be the person. I just don't want a stoplight.
But truthfully, we've all sat waiting. Like if there's a light,
well,
we could all get out of
the
here.
If the residents knew how to drive, it wouldn't be such an issue. But nobody knows how to make a right-hand turn into two lanes of traffic. Sorry, that was a little bit of my own frustration.
On that note, what we have left is we're going to go into executive session. We have a legal issue. So I would call for, and I would say in the audience, you do not have to stay because we'll be in executive session, come out, and then we'll just finish up. You can choose to. We are actually having everybody leave this room through executive session because our room is too small. We're already close enough up here. We don't get any closer. So I call for a motion to go into executive session for the intent of legal issues. Call for that motion.
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Just out into the clerk's area out there.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, thank you.
What do you think?